We appreciate Clay. Amen. That was good for him to be here. And last Sunday night there were, last Sunday morning he had said, "Listen, we're gonna pray for people who have migraine headaches," and so I'm thinking, my sister, where's my sister at? My sister has headaches, all the time. And I know that Brenda had migraine headaches. So I know there were two gals that were going to come up. Everybody who came up for prayer for migraine headaches, stand up. All right. Come on up. We want you to testify. And Jess, you need to come on up too. Come on, Brenda. Huh? Well, no, this is, people who came up. Well, God did some miracles, okay? And so I want some testimonies here. Jess didn't come up for prayer for migraine headaches, but he got a miracle anyway. You want to share it with us?
I came up to have my knee prayed for after they were all through praying for the migraine headaches and the teeth and what have you. And he prayed for my knee, and my knee's gotten better. And anyway, we were over at our house on Tuesday night at Christian Life Group, and they started sharing about the different things that were happening in the teeth, and we started looking at each other's teeth. And I wasn't paying a lot of attention to it, so I went in the other room to use the bathroom. I came back out, and I thought, I'm going to look in my mouth and see what's in there. And I looked in the back of my mouth, and I have one gold cap. You can see it when I smile a lot of different times. But I looked in my mouth, and I didn't even come up to have my teeth prayed for, but the whole inside of my mouth is gold now. So, and probably shinier than anyone else's. And I won the shiny contest, so.
Okay. Well, praise God. Now, I want my sister to testify. And this may have nothing to do with your teeth except for your testimony to the one person that you shared with, okay, and their response to what you shared. Okay.
You mean Loretta, right?
Yeah.
Well, I was sharing with Loretta Moore. The Moores used to come here. And I was sharing with her, and I was kind of telling her, that we went forward and that the teeth turned to gold. And, of course, I went home that night, and every morning I have to look and make sure they're still gold. And so I told her that, and she said, if anyone else had told me this, I would not have believed it. But since you did, and I know that you, I guess, are a skeptical person, I know it's true. So.
Okay. Give the Lord a hand clap on that. Why I thought that was significant, because when we share stuff, prior to our sharing what God has done, we fail to realize how important our testimony is as we walk it out every day. And if we don't have credibility in the way we live our life, then when we go to share the things of God, the people will just blow us off. But because Maggie had shared with the friends, because it's you and I know you, and you won't just say anything like that, I believe you. And so there is power in our ability to walk out the Christian life in humility, but with integrity. That is so important. Lest what we share is dismissed, okay? So thank you. You can sit down if you want. Oh, whew, praise God. Nikki was the very first one to get prayer for. You want to testify?
Well, I didn't even hear the announcement about him saying, come back Sunday night to pray for migraines, but my Uncle Gary told me, because he knew I've had them since I was about 13. And so I came back by myself. My husband and kids couldn't come, so I just came with the baby. And it's probably a two-hour sermon, wasn't it, before he ever got around to praying. It was.
And you think I'm wrong.
But at one point he stopped and looked at me, Clay Nash did, and I was sitting at the back, and he just stopped what he was doing and looked. And, I thought, that's interesting. But when we came forward, he came to me first, and he said, you're here for headaches, aren't you? And I said, yeah. And he said, I knew you would come up here for him. And he said, I see angels occasionally in a crowd. And he said he looked back there and there was one standing behind me. And I'll be like Carrie and try not to cry. But he said that it was, the angel was standing behind me and just put his, he said there weren't really arms or hands, but just kind of held his, what hands there were, on my jaw, on my face. And that's when he said, we're going to get rid of the mercury in your feelings. He said, that's poison, and we're going to ask God to remove the mercury. And I said, okay, I've had prayer for years for migraines, and I've still had them. And so, you know, I'm always welcome to, I'm always happy to have prayer. But he prayed, and then he asked Ray, I think, first to look in my mouth and said, do you see gold? And I don't remember who was standing next to me, but everyone did. And so my feelings turned to gold. And it was just a really neat feeling. And I told my husband that I've had a lot of years of a lot of hard things, a hard life. I mean, not a bad life, but difficulties for a long time. And some, and I always knew God was there, but there were times when it just felt like, are you sure you're there? You know, do you really care? And he gave a word that Sunday morning, and then for to know that an angel stood behind me in a crowd, and then for my feelings to be turned to gold. And the whole point was to get rid of the headaches, but that was such a big deal. I just felt like God said, I've known all along what's going on with you, and I do care. And it was the biggest day for me. And I have to say, even if I have another headache, I don't even care, because that was such a big deal. But I will say, I've not had a headache at all this week. And the week before, I'd had one of the worst ones in my life. So I think I am healed, and I'm very thankful.
Amen.
I'm the skeptical one. I came up. At first, he said it's because of the mercury that these fillings put off, you know, and I thought, well, my migraines are caused by allergies type things is why I have taken it. But I thought this could be it, because people have told me that before. I came up, and he prayed for me, and they turned to gold. I've got some gold in my mouth now. And I was really waiting. I think God just really tests me. I was waiting because I had a dental appointment on Thursday morning, and I was so excited to go to the dentist on Thursday morning, but I had to cancel. I had a funeral I had to go to. So I've still got 2 weeks before I get to go to the dentist to get his opinion, to his confirmation, and I am anxious to know. I'm glad I've got the gold fillings, but I'm anxious to know what fruit will come out of it. That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for some fruit. The time when God says, tell them, you know, then I'll be able to share this. And that's, I'm still waiting for that. And so that's, I think there's going to be oncoming testimonies.
That's good. Thank you.
I came up to get healed of my headaches. I don't have mercury fillings or anything, but, after he healed me, during basketball one day, I was hitting the head really, really hard, and I expected to get a headache or something, but I didn't get one at all, and I haven't really had one since he healed me, even though I think I shut up, but I haven't.
Amen. Thank you.
Well, if you... If you don't listen to me now, listen to me now. Because I'll tell you, I was taking like 7 ibuprofen a day, 3 in the morning, 4 at night. And this was going on for probably a month and a half to 2 months. And the teeth things that were in my mouth, the problems and all that, that were there, were affecting my heart. And I did have a heart condition by the name of Wolf Parkinson White, which the doctors through 2 years had told me, some of them, that there was nothing wrong with me, up to, we don't know what's wrong with you. 5 heart monitors, a lot of years, a heart operation when my daughter Samantha was 1 month old, my first child. A lot of pain, a lot of fear. And this man of God, Jesus working through him, God working through him, told me, your heart is healed and you have something, and it speeds up. And that's what definitely was up with my heart. I didn't receive gold teeth all at once. I received a small amount, which is still growing in my mouth today. And I can see a whole new mouth, a whole new set of teeth, like from God, you know. My heart is healed completely. And I just want to say that, you know, Jesus is so good. Yeah, believe it.
Amen. Thank you.
I can't top that.
Well, first of all, my biggest healing was from the rejection, and when I burned the Kleenex, and I just really felt a release, and I still do. And after we left that night, I called my daughter, and I said, guess what Jesus did? And she said, what? And I said, I got gold teeth. And she's like, you're lying, Mom. I said, no, I'm not. So when I get home, she wants me to hand the phone to Austin so Austin, she can see if I have gold teeth. And it was just kind of neat because she's the one that went to Nicaragua with me last year, and she's not saved. And I just think that maybe through this that the Lord will start working more in her life and that one day she'll come to know the Lord too.
But you got gold feelings too?
Mm-hmm.
Feelings?
Yep.
Okay, good. All right.
Yeah, Michelle's already waiting for this one. My problem, I didn't really have any feelings or anything. Yeah, some people already know what the problem was, but anyone who was around me a lot, I had lots of sinus pressure and stuff. I don't really know what the problem was. I just had lots of sinus pressure. So when I got headaches a lot from mucus buildup, and whenever I blew my nose, I had to force really hard to get it out, and it was extremely loud. And the night whenever Sunday night, me and I wasn't here for the entire weekend before that because me and my dad were up in Iowa. And we got home that evening, and we came here, and I had, it wasn't an awful headache, but I had a headache from sinus pressure and stuff, and so he told everyone to come up here, and the minute I got right there, because I walked from back there, and the minute I got right there, my headache went away. And so then he prayed for me, and all of a sudden I could breathe out of both nostrils, because I've never been able to breathe out of both nostrils at the same time. I mean, I could breathe out of one, but not out of two. And so then after we were all done praying and stuff, I went back and blew my nose, and it wasn't loud. And I couldn't even make it loud, so.
Yeah, life is good when you can breathe out of both nostrils.
I came up here Sunday night, and I came up here also during Sunday. And this whole week, there's been several different things. You know, when you ask for the Lord, you know, He provides abundance. First of all, I'm not having any more pain in my teeth. I've had sinus infections and stuff. I don't know what it was. that night, he had prayed. My teeth kind of hurt, and I guess Wednesday, I started feeling a release to where there was no more pain. But also that night as well, I had prayed, you know, through me for my brother. Well, my brother's back quit hurting. And then my brother also started coming closer to the Lord. So that's something. And then also when we were up here Sunday, he told me that somebody from my past would visit me. Well, last night I spoke to somebody from my past, and that was my stepmother. I haven't spoke with her in a long time. So, I mean, it was like, you know, and I'm not going to lie to everybody here. You know, I'm always have been a believer in the Lord. I've just never had seen this in person. I've seen it on Benny Hinn. I've seen it to where people, you know, and I'm not lying. I've never have seen this type of healing before in my life. And I am a believer now. I can actually say that because I'm a testimony to that. I'm actually a believer because I've seen it with my own eyes. I've seen the people walking around here with gold fillings and telling me, hey, I'm healed. And I'm actually a believer now because I am healed in my mouth. And I'm seeing, you know, the prayer that, you know, when Mr. Nash was up here, who are you praying for? And he was like seeing me all the time. He was like, okay, who are you praying for now? And my brother. And it was just amazing that he knew so much. And no offense, Pastor, I was waiting. I thought you were flipping him signs and everything because he just knew things. No, I'm serious. He knew things. When you came up here, it was amazing. You know, my wife was up here. Your back is hurting. yes, my wife has been having back problems. All of a sudden, I asked him, how's your back feeling? It's not too bad, you know. It was very weird and a very awesome experience with God, and I appreciate it. God bless everybody.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, without tears? We don't need to get the Kleenexes? Okay.
I shed mine while Nikki was crying.
Okay. Without tears, she promises, we're about to see another miracle.
I just might cry. Anyway, I did not come to that service. I stayed home, but Gary and Liberty came. And Liberty called me on the way home. She says, Mama, you'll just never believe. And she just stopped talked nonstop. You know, you'll never believe what happened. And she said, Nikki got prayed for, and they had flashlights, and they were looking at her teeth, and they turned gold. And she said, all of us ran to the bathroom to look, and then someone else got prayed for, and their teeth turned gold. And she went on and on. And she said that he had imparted that ministry, I guess, to the congregation where they could pray for people. And she said, Daddy and I are going to pray for you as soon as we get home. And so I was like, okay. And so as soon as they got home, they started praying for me. And I have one right inside there. It's real little. But anyway, they got the flashlight and we looked and it was gold. Yeah. And I thought that was so cool. So I'm praying now that I will grow some new teeth, if y'all want to pray with me, because I still need some teeth. And she said that he had talked about seeing teeth grow. And I mean, I'm glad to go to the dentist when I have the money to have some put in. But right now I don't have the money. So, you know, I'd rather have God's way. But anyway, it was so cool. I wasn't even here. And they were just so excited telling me everything they had seen. And so I just thought that was neat.
Amen. Thank you. All right, we didn't need Kleenexes. Let's just stretch our other hands toward Carrie. That God will grow some teeth in her. And Gary, okay. If you want teeth to grow in, you know, grow up. Okay, I know Joan is believing for that, and Debbie, and Carrie. Okay, you want some too? Well. Okay, hey, Liberty, you want to pray for it? Yeah, go for it. You got you can do it. Yeah, come on up here. Come on up here. Yeah. If God gives you a new set, then yeah, he'll just push him out. Go ahead, pray over him.
Okay, Father, in the name of Jesus, we come today, and I pray that you would just do a miracle here in our congregation, and we believe that you will, and I pray that all the people who need new teeth or better teeth or gold fillings or whatever, that you would just do that for them, because I know that you love us, and you want to do things for us, and so we believe that the Holy Spirit will come and will grow new teeth in everybody's mouths that need it. And in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. You know, if God can turn mercury into gold, he can grow teeth. Amen? All right, I'm going to switch in mics. Oh, my. God is so very good. We've got a baptism to do in just a moment, but I want to share a few thoughts. You know, Brenda had mentioned about, you know, waiting for it to go to the dentist and get confirmation on this stuff, and then she believes that there will be opportunities to share. And just so we remember, you know, when Clay, after the healing portion was done, and Clay reminded us that, you know, the signs of the miraculous signs that Jesus had done, had just accomplished in our midst was not just for us, but it was to be used as a tool of witnessing. Because when we share what God does in our life and the miraculous things that God does, people tend to listen a little bit more, because God is a miracle-working God, and we need miracles in our lives. And why gold fillings?
Anybody ask God that this week? Why gold feelings? Pardon?
It doesn't corrode in your mouth.
Yeah.
That were precious too.
That's right. Yeah, with the economy slumping, we need more gold. Listen, Thursday afternoon, I drove up to God's country to visit with my parents. And so, you know, I asked God, I said, why gold fillings after all? And this stuff has been going on for, 20 years just about now. And there's some things I'd like to share with you on this. God began to speak to me about signs and wonders and the gold fillings for us, okay? So turn with me in your Bibles to the Gospel of John. And we want to look at what John says about Jesus doing miracles and the signs. So the first one is found in John chapter 2, and it's the story of Jesus going to the wedding, and he turns the water into wine. It's kind of like he's turning mercury into gold, you know? Only this time it's water, he turns into wine. And in verse 11, it says, "This, the first of his miraculous signs, Jesus performed in Cana in Galilee. He thus revealed his glory, and the disciples put their faith in him." So the first miraculous sign that Jesus did, and John records it as a sign, a miraculous sign, and some of the results of that is that it revealed his glory. His disciples who were there to witness this put their faith in Jesus. Okay? So, second passage of Scripture in John that I'd like for you to look at is John chapter 2, verse 18, just a little bit later. It says, this is when he's in the temple, and he drives out the money changers. And in verse 18 it says, "Then the Jews demanded of Jesus, 'What miraculous sign can you show us to prove your authority to do all this?'" And this verse 18, when the Jews demand of Jesus, "What miraculous sign will you do to prove that you have authority to do all this?" In first century Judaism, it was the common expectation as the Messiah who was to come would come and perform miraculous signs. And so when Jesus is driving out the money changers from the temple and cleansing the temple in that way, and they say, "Well, give us a miraculous sign to show us that you have authority to do this. If you are the Messiah, perform a miraculous sign." And so that was just kind of the common expectation in Jesus' day, that the Messiah, the Christ, is going to come, and he's going to come with miraculous signs being performed by him. In John chapter 6, verse 30, again, another group of people were talking with Jesus, and they asked him, "What miraculous sign then will you give that we may see it and believe you?" He says, "Don't just teach me words, and don't just tell me words," even though he taught with one with great authority, unlike the other religious leaders. You know, this group are saying, you know, "What miraculous sign will you give that will go along with the words that you speak?" And so that was kind of the common expectation of the Messiah to come, and Jesus was fulfilling that. But in John chapter 4, verse 48, Jesus heals. There was an official whose son was sick, and so he came and to Jesus and said, "Well, Master, will you come and heal my son?" And Jesus basically said, "Well, go. Your son is healed." And the guy goes back and he finds out that his son, on his way back, his son is healed. And so he asks his servants, "Well, what hour of the day was the son healed?" And when they told him, he realized that was the same moment that Jesus had spoken those words. But in verse 48, Jesus says this, "Unless you people see miraculous signs and wonders, you will never believe." And so Jesus begins to draw a connection for us that signs, miraculous signs, serve a purpose because it will produce faith in people. Now, not everybody who sees a miraculous sign or a miracle is going to believe. Because a lot of times they walked away and there did not seem to be any response. But if the heart of an individual is ready to believe, a miraculous sign will cause them to believe and have faith in Jesus. And so, and we see that time and time again in John chapter, in the Gospel of John, but like in John 6:14, it says, "After the people saw the miraculous sign that Jesus did," that was the feeding of the 5,000. After they saw that, it says, "After they saw the miraculous sign that Jesus did, they began to say, 'Surely this is a prophet who is to come into the world.'" And then also, John 12, verses 17 and 18. And I'll just, these are just real quick where John talks about the miracles or signs. And verse 17 and 18, this is on Palm Sunday. "Now the crowd that was with him," was with Jesus, "when he called Lazarus from the tomb and raised him from the dead, they continued to talk about this," and talk about Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead. And in verse 18, "Many people, because they had heard that he had given this miraculous sign, went out to meet Jesus." And so, you know, the people who were with Jesus, they just kept telling about what Jesus had done. And really, that's one of the gold filling thing is, all it is a tool to testify to what Jesus has done. I love one of the things that Clay had reminded us. He said, we don't seek the gift. You know, we're not seeking to have gold teeth just to have gold teeth. We're seeking the giver of the gift. And so one of the things, gold teeth or gold fillings, doesn't it make you want to get to know Jesus a little bit more? If God can do this, doesn't it make you want to get to know Him better? Amen. It begins to stir our heart to, it transforms Jesus from being a theory and this person that we worship to something that is, to someone who is very real and special to us. And it should cause us to want to get to know Him better. And so it's a sign, or gold fillings if we're looking outward, okay, think in terms of evangelism and stuff like that. It becomes simply a tool as we testify to what God has done. It's a tool of evangelism for our testimony. So that's one reason why gold fillings. A second reason for gold fillings that's more personal to us, for Clay had asked us to come, those who had migraine headaches, and so you troop up all the people who have migraine headaches, you know, and those who came up for migraine headaches, did anybody have migraine headaches at the time? No, I mean, we were all clicking on all cylinders, and we were great. He said, if you have problems with migraine headaches, come on up. And so the ones who came, who were going to be prayed for God to heal them of migraine headaches, did not have migraine headaches at the time. And so when he prays for the healing of migraine headaches, how do you know God did anything? Because you didn't have headache to begin with. So you go and sit down and say, well, I still don't have a headache. Well, but I'm not sure anything happened. Except, you know, something happened because God gave gold fillings, which stirs your spirit to believe that if God could give gold fillings at that moment, then He did more than give gold fillings. The prayer was for migraine headaches to cease, so therefore my migraine headaches are healed. because of what Jesus did. And the gold feelings is simply the evidence that God was doing something at that moment. If you had migraine headaches and God healed your migraine headache at that point and it ceased, you don't need gold feelings to know that God healed your migraine headaches because you have evidence for it. Well, the gold feelings then becomes for us who did not have headaches at the time, well, God healed my migraine headaches, even when I didn't have it at the moment. That makes sense? So listen, when the devil comes along and tries to give you a migraine headache, those who have suffered with it in the past, when the devil comes along and tries to put that back on you, you can just open up your mouth, look in the mirror, and say, I got gold feelings. God healed me of those migraine headaches. And the gold feelings is the evidence of that healing. Amen? So now you have very concrete, visible evidence that God did a healing, even though your headaches weren't headaching at the time. That makes sense? Well, it makes sense to me if it doesn't make sense to you guys. All right. And then the last thing, this has nothing to do with healing. And yet it has everything to do with who God is. And in Matthew chapter 17, let me tell you the story. You know, Jesus and Peter and I guess some of the other disciples were walking along, and you know, they were entering a place, and the tax man comes and says, hey, you guys owe us some tax money, 2 drachma per person. And they said, Does your master believe in paying taxes? And Jesus, so Peter says, yeah. And then he said, hey, master, do we believe in paying taxes? And Jesus says, yeah, yeah. Render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar. But they didn't have the 4 drachma that they needed to pay the taxes. And so Jesus says to Peter, he says, well, hey, why don't you go fish? And throw your line into the sea. And the first fish that you catch, open its mouth and take the coin out of that fish's mouth and go pay the taxes with it. So, puts his line in, catches this fish, opens the fish's mouth, and there's a 4 drachma coin. So Peter goes and pays Jesus' tax and Peter's tax. That's the story. And that's pretty a neat story, but it's really, God is the God of provision for His people. He always provides for His people. God is a God who has resources to make provision for His people. Amen? Now, if you have stocks, the last month has not been very friendly to you. Yeah. You know, the number one thing besides the election has been the stock market and the economic situation that we're heading into as a people. And yet the fish story for Peter was God has ways of providing that, I guess it goes beyond the world system of provision, doesn't it? Okay, so what does that have to do with gold feelings? Men say that there is a finite amount of gold on this earth, in this earth. So if you read all these people who tell you to invest in gold and silver and all that stuff, they say there's only so many thousand tons of gold in this world. Yeah, and that's it, man. And when we get to it, and it's all gone, so it's a finite limited. Well, you know, you could believe that, except you've just witnessed God turning mercury into gold. So the gold is not a finite supply. It's as much as God wants it to be. Amen? So if God, Leonard's daughter Kelly came up, and she had the brightest gold fillings of anybody that night. And then Leonard says, well, Kelly didn't have that mercury stuff. She had porcelain fillings in her teeth, and the porcelain turned to gold. Yeah. So listen, if God can change these substances from whatever they are into gold, there is not a finite limit of resources that God has at His disposal. The resources that God has at His disposal is unlimited. And if we want to think in terms of, oh, he's about to run out of gold, he can just speak and more gold appears. Yeah. But that's, and so just understand that one of the things, it's not a coincidence that when we just saw God turn mercury fillings into gold fillings and porcelain fillings into gold fillings, it's a way of God saying, you know, I am not limited by the way that man thinks. And so man's resources. So when you enter into a bad economy and you think, oh, the whole world's going to, you know, collapse economically, and God says, hey, I've got resources that go beyond what this world considers and thinks. And so it's a God reminds us of his provision. He can turn whatever we need. You know, if he can change water into wine, if he can multiply bread and fish into more bread and fish, you know, right before our eyes, and in our case, if he can turn mercury into gold, we need to understand we do not have to fear economic crisis that our country may go through, because God is a God of abundant resources that he has to meet his children's needs. Amen? All right, let's just pray, and then before we have our Shabbat, we're going to go into the fellowship hall, and we're going to baptize Chloe. You ready for this? Okay, let's stand, shall we, and let's pray. God, I thank you for what you are doing in our midst, what you are doing in our lives. Thank you for speaking to us. I thank you that what you did last Sunday, you continue to do it in our lives. You continue to speak into our hearts. We continue to purposely listen for your voice. Lord, we choose to testify of what you are doing. You are Lord, and we will testify of your miraculous signs. We will testify of your goodness and your love for us. Lord, I just speak blessings over each one who is here. The blessings of heaven be poured out in great abundance upon each one here. In the precious name of our Lord Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. Okay, just head on out the double doors and just kind of gather around the baptismal tank, and we will...